Just a few halakhot to conclude our discussion that we were talking about Yayin Nesech and Stam Yenam and all the wine. Just to review again, if you have a bottle of non-Mevushal wine and the goy just moved it on the table, and while it was in the bottle, even though the bottle was open, according to Maran, it's mutar. That's not considered shikshuch. That's not considered what they were talking about. Shikshuch means the goy had to shake it significantly. Therefore, it happens a lot of times. The housekeeper comes to the table, and there's wine on the table. And like I said, she moves it a little in order to put the food on the table or something like that. And people don't know the halakha, so they get all nervous. Well, what did you do? The goya touch it, and they pour a $100 bottle of wine down the sink. It's not necessary. She's just moving it like that. Only if they pour it, then already you have issues. So the halakha then says like this. If a goy, let's say, poured the wine into the cup, so for sure the wine that's in the cup is asur. We're not discussing that. Asur b'shtiya, for sure. If it's a Nutzri that did it, somebody that's suspected that worships Mamash Avodah Zarah, like the Nutzrim, then already it's asur even b'hana'ah. The question is, what about the wine that's left in the bottle? So that comes into the subject of nitzok. That do you say that once the wine in the cup became asur, so the flow, the stream which connects the wine in the cup to the wine in the bottle, so you want to osir the wine in the bottle. So the halakha says it like this. V'anotar bebakbuk mutar b'shtiya ki nitzok chibur rak b'notzri. Because when a Nutzri pours the wine, it makes it asur b'hana'ah. So when it comes to asur b'hana'ah in the cup, so then we're going to say what's in the bottle becomes asur b'shtiyah. Asur to drink, but you can sell it. But she'en ken, when it comes to a non-oved avodah zarah, that what in the cup is just forbidden b'shtiyah, but mutar b'hana'ah, what's in the bottle is mutar b'shtiyah. So therefore, for a Muslim, let's say, goes and picks up a bottle of yayin kasher, non mevushal, and pours it. So again, what he poured is asur, but what remains in the bottle is indeed mutar. That is the halakha as brought down. Ki binotzri mashu yutzak machus asur b'hana'ah. What he pours out is asur b'hana'ah. V'asur afilu lo mochlo legoy. U'mashu notar bebakbuk asur b'shtiyah. V'ashe ekem begoy she'en oved avod azram. Mashu yutzak lachus asur b'shtiyah. ומותר למוכלו לגוי, והנותר בבקבוק, מותר בשתייה. So very important, like that happens sometimes. The goy will pick up a bottle and pour it. The people say, throw away the whole bottle. Don't throw away the whole bottle. What he poured is going to be asur. If he's a Nutzri, you're right. Then already the bottle is asur as well because of the connection. The fact that he is not, if he's not, then already the bottle remains mutar.